Good morning, my ladies and gents. This is your girl, Clarina, also known as Claire J, and welcome to the morning inspiration piece of Chilling with Claire. I hope you all are having a wonderful Thursday morning. It's cold down here in Middle Georgia, Macon to be exact, but it's still a beautiful morning. So I just wanted to talk to you guys briefly and ask you the simple question, are you prepared? I'll say that again. Are you prepared? So, at times, there's a lot of things that we pray for, whether it be a certain event to take place or a certain person to appear or, you know, just circumstances changing or whatever the case may be. But are you really prepared for what you prayed for? Because, of course, if we get some things too soon, we may not know how to handle them or the timing may not be right. But in the meantime, as we're waiting on the manifestation of God, we have to do what we can to be prepared for that sort of thing. So, for example, if you are in need of a new car to better support your family and your lifestyle, okay, are you prepared to handle those payments? Are you prepared to handle the maintenance fees and everything else that comes along with that? You know, if you're praying for children. Are you prepared for those late nights that you may have to be up taking care of a baby or babies if you have more than one? Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for the doctor's appointments? Are you prepared for changing all the diapers? Are you prepared for all the crying? Everything that comes along with being a parent, especially a good parent. Then another thing too, when you're looking for a promotion in a certain job or even in ministry, are you prepared for what that really takes in order to sustain and maintain? Are you truly prepared for that? What is required of you? Are you really prepared for that? Like, have you counted up the cost? Definitely. Have you counted up the cost? And that's in anything in life. Have you really calculated what is really going to take of you to get that thing done and to really maintain it? Because God will give us the desires of our heart in His timing. But definitely, in the meantime, make your preparations so your blessing won't seem like a curse at the same time. So you prepare for that by praying and being led by God, and He'll definitely show you what other steps you need to take to get things in order. All you have to do is just pay attention and be aware. Listen to wise counsel, because God can use whomever and whatever He chooses to get a message to you. So don't necessarily think that it's always solely in the book, in the Word of God. I mean, you're going to find answers in there, but God can also use people. He can always use other things to get His word across to you, because God knows how to get your attention. He knows how to get your attention. So even if you're not the person who reads their Bible every day, God still knows how to get your attention and get that word to you, whether it be in a dream, a song, whatever the case may be. But I just want to encourage you all and just to get you thinking, are you really prepared for what you prayed for? If not, definitely get your things in order so when that blessing comes, it's definitely a blessing and you can handle it and treat it the way God will have you to treat it. All right, you all. I hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, these episodes are brought to you by Claire J. Bath and Body Products, specializing in your favorite spa products ranging from soap, scrubs, massage oils, milk baths, and more. And also Faith Walk Apparel, so your inspirational tees, tote bags, and more. Look them both up on Facebook. And also, if you're looking to buy or sell a house in the Middle Georgia area or even just in the state of Georgia, reach out to me. I am also a licensed real estate agent, Clarina Hoskins, on Facebook. I love you guys. Enjoy the music. Have a great day. Be blessed and be great.